Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. We are kicking off July in style. We have a new guest. Her name is Taylor Owens. She is the CEO of Taylor Your Own LLC. And all July, we're going to be talking about summer safety. We're going to kind of theme it up a little bit. And this is a really important topic today. And we're going to try to keep it as light as possible, but pay attention because this is some serious stuff, everybody. So, good morning, Taylor. Welcome. And it's great to have you on Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
All right. So, Taylor, you have not been on the show before. So, tell everybody who you are and what you do. And I know that's a long list. So, We're going to have to shorten it up because Taylor does a lot of fun stuff. And we'll get to know her better as time goes on. But tell us what you're doing right now and what applies to our safety topic of today.
Sure. So throughout my life, I have done a lot of research. And what I'm doing these days is applying those best practices that I found to be the most helpful into my own life and also attempting and doing the influence of policy change. So one of these things in specific is, I hate to get too political, but the current election, it's a very important one. There's a lot of things that need to happen within the United States to ensure the safety of our children going forward and also ourselves as individuals and people who are here now. So I think the most important part of what I'm doing is that influence on policy and influence on awareness. So,
okay, very good. And so what we're going to do is we're going to keep that in mind since you are new, we have some questions for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to get right into it. So when I say wellness, what does wellness mean to you?
Wellness for me is continuing to monitor yourself for general health, right? Like, is my foot broken? No, it's not broken, so I'm going to keep walking. But is my mind telling me my feet are broken because I'm tired of walking every day, or I'm exhausted, or I'm working too much, or I'm not having that balance between my daily life and my work or family life? Am I taking care of myself, my mind, my body in all the ways instead of just focusing on maybe the physical activity portion of thing? Am I keeping my mind, my heart, and my soul attached to my health, you know?
Very good. So what do you do to keep yourself well? What kind of things do you have, some routines or practices that you do?
Sure. So being a mom of four is a task. And so I am one of those people who I have different periods in my life where I'll say I'm at my peak performance for now, and it'll last for quite a while. I'm one of those people that really runs hard, you know. While I'm going, I don't stop. And I take little bereavements to relax, like vacation as well. And I think for my success, it's been instrumental because I am able to take a large life events, even if it's a crisis or something, and really be able to overcome and tackle right through it, even like a job change, let's say, or COVID-19, let's put that into play, where the financial stress of life in general, that was really hard. But something I did during that time to maintain my wellness was I focused a lot on enjoying the little things, like my kids, going outside, being outdoors, having the fire, having the friends, even though we weren't supposed to necessarily, but we stayed together. And I think that's something that's really important, is keeping that community. So that's something that I do, is a lot of community involvement and a lot of play.
Good. And that is a perfect, that was a great amount of time because you took us right to our break. So we're going to stop here. But when we come back, you guys tune back in because we're going to be talking, it's kind of a heavy topic today, but we're going to lighten it up as much as possible. And this is about summer safety and for us, our adults and our children. So make sure you guys come back. It's just going to be a little break, and we will be back in just a second. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out and sticking with us here on this Wellness Wednesday, the first one of July. We are theming it up lately, and this month is going to be all about summer safety. And today we are here with Taylor Owens. She is the CEO of Taylor Your Own LLC, and we just asked Taylor our questions about wellness. So now we're going to get into the third one here about what she does for others and why she's here today and what we have to talk about. So Taylor, take us into what some of these policies and things that you're into, but what are we talking about today?
Sure. So I'll say the topic is human trafficking, right? Mm-hmm. So something that's heavy on the minds of a lot of parents, especially where in the summer months you start to see that incline of children missing, like the runaway reports and things of that nature. And I think that listing as a quote-unquote runaway versus really narrowing in on missing person is important, because when someone is listed as a runaway, I mean, with the devices and things that children have access to and the amount of people that have access to our children through social media and other, you know, gaming systems and such, a lot of times these kids aren't just running away, they're running to something.
Right.
And running to someone. So most importantly, you know, I think with the summer months approaching is making sure that you've got tabs on where your kids are, you know, using, if they have Apple, I love Find My. That's how I keep track, me and all my family members keep track of where we're at, just for peace of mind and things like that. We do that. And I know a lot of families that do that now. But also investing in security. There is a company that I have had a wonderful experience as a homeowner and mother utilizing their services. It's Safe Alert Wisconsin. And they don't put enough emphasis on how nice it is to have an 8-channel security alarm system that's hardwired. Like, I can tap right in there, see what's going on around my house, and, you know, I love that. It's nice. It's great for the neighborhood kids, too, you know, and their parents and peace of mind. They know they can come to my house and that no matter what, like, we're going to be able to know what's going on or what has happened if somebody gets hurt or anything. So another aspect of safety is making sure the places where you are taking your family or that your children may be traveling alone to play throughout the city are safe environments. Some of our favorites are the Weston Aquatic Center. That's a great time. The kids really love it and it's safe. They've got the lifeguards. You know, there's a lot of monitoring going on. There's also the Memorial Pool. That one's another personal favorite of ours. And we're also really taking up on the rec league soccer this summer. I'm excited to coach that for the kids. That's another part of wellness and that community involvement that I love. But just really making sure that you're involving your kids in healthy community activities and not allowing them to go and figure out how to make their own community, because
they will.
Yeah, they will.
They will.
They will. And those communities will see that child on their own trying to find something, and it just can be very devastating, you know. So there's a lot of opportunity in Wausau to have a healthy summer, a safe summer, a happy summer. And I think the most important thing about the policy change in Marathon County alone, even more so Wisconsin and the United States, is the reporting and the reaction when crisis does come, you know. So,
and we kind of started out saying that this is a pretty heavy topic.
It is.
And we're keeping it light right now. In the podcast side, we're going to get a little bit more into depth about what you do with that and how you're helping people be aware.
Yes.
But this has been a very good, like, safety tips. And most of us are aware of this already, mm-hmm. I'm sure. But, you know, just hearing it from another person, and especially a mom of four.
Yep.
And how you guys do, because your little entourage is quite nice.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And, you know, you've got all levels of age groups and everything. So it's a handful to hang on to. And I'm sure you're not the only one.
No.
So, you know, one child's hard enough. You start getting multiples. You got to be aware of your surroundings.
100%.
And where your kids are and who they're with.
Yes.
And what you'd think with the technology today, we'd all know everything at all times and we still don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the kids figure it out.
Yes, they do. They're so smart.
They are. So we're going to wrap it for today. But we're, again, podcast side, you guys want to tune into this because Taylor has a lot of information and she is pretty deep in this. So this is a very good resource. Check this out. Get a hold of her. She does have other things that she does as well. but this is a very important topic, and we want to make sure we get people to know about what's going on. So tell everybody one more time, Taylor, who you are and where you are and how to get a hold of you.
So I am Taylor Owens, CEO of Taylor Your Own LLC. You can find me on LinkedIn. My website should be up by the end of this week, TaylorYourOwn.com. You can contact me 715-432-9957 and book that Safe Restart Wisconsin. So you can find more information about that on my LinkedIn and soon to be my website. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us on this first week of July in our topic of summer safety. We will talk to you guys again next week for another riveting topic on safety, and you are not going to want to miss it. We will see you next week. All right, everybody, welcome back. You are now on the podcast side of our talk today with Taylor Owens, CEO of Taylor Your Own LLC. And all July, we're talking about summer safety. And I wanted to kick it off with Taylor because even though this is a kind of dark and deep subject, it's so important and we need to be aware. And we don't have to make it all gloom and doom. So we're going to stay on the positive side. But we did find out from Taylor what her views on wellness and what she does and how she helps others. And pretty much the same as every guest that comes in here, it's about balance and being active in the areas that you enjoy and taking your family and friends with you. So with that, we are going to start talking about the real legit summer safety here. And Taylor, I want you to tell us why you got into this, because people don't get into things like this if they're not passionate about it and have some experience. So if you would, share with us as much as you would like about how you got into this topic and what your plans for the future are to keep helping.
Sure. So, the journey of human trafficking started for me from a very young age. I was 11 the first time that I experienced the scenario. But really, the deep of it was kind of at its climax around age 18. I had responded to somebody on social media. They offered me a job working in the Twin Cities, and they said they were going to take me out there and we were going to work with the entertainment and, you know, wining and dining and all the glamorous, beautiful things that an 18-year-old girl...
I was going to say, everything an 18-year-old wants to hear.
100%. You know, I mean, that was... I grew up in the social media boom, you know. Everybody was trying to make their name and everybody wanted a piece of fame, the excitement. And I mean, it's still even today, you know, everybody thinks they're going to be a famous influencer, period. And a lot of people do, you know, the ability to have a platform is just, even now from 10, 13 years ago, it's changed. Mm-hmm. So back then I went and I went through something that was indescribable. When it was too late, it was too late. I'll just put it that way. And I found myself unhoused in Minnesota without documentation, without a cell phone. And I was really sick and very young. So that was the most impactful memory. But it didn't stop there. It was like a lifetime of learned behaviors that I had adapted from role models or people that I thought were speaking light into me the whole time I was being groomed into something that I, today, I'm not happy with. But I am so glad that I made it this far because guess what?
Not everybody does.
No. Actually, it's 1 in 100. That's the statistic.
Wow.
And 1 in 100 children survive. The average life expectancy is 7 years and I'm at 13 now. So I'm really proud of that for myself because there were dark days, you know? And so what's kind of awesome about it now for me is that I get to touch the lives of many. I have a mentee that I work with. I'm so proud of her. She's going through it. You guys are young people are not everybody has a bed or even, you know, a physical home to go home to. I'm just going to put that out there. And those are the kids that I want to be the biggest influence on. And I have the Safe Restart program. It is identifying predatory behaviors online and in gaming systems. Just like a workshop around that, right? But super powerful and great for kids. They'll leave with a smile on their face. and you'll leave with the ability to have these open conversations with your kids that normally they're going to say, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. This, you know, this person is really my friend, you know, and I just think it's so important for kids to have that third trusted adult that can say, hey, this is scary, you know, like it's actually not safe where it's so normal now, normalized to have friends online.
Yeah.
So that is one thing that has driven me to this point where I really started diving into like the fundraising for victims and organizing. I did Indian Tacos for a Cause. During COVID, it was a mask on procedure. I was one of the only people in Wausau to have an in-person event like that, because it was, I mean, against...
Sure, there was a lot going on.
It was against the rules. Yeah. You know, you weren't supposed to, you had all the regulations you had. It was a challenge, and just getting that organized. I did a lot of it single-handedly. I had some help from the Ho-Chunk Nation, Rick Cleveland. He's now passed away, but when I called him and I said, hey, let's do something for Cozy, you know, he was like, I'm going to be there, and he didn't lie. He showed right up, and it was quite powerful. A few other very influential Ho-Chunk members as well really helped me get that off the ground, and my girlfriend Iris, careful. So I had a team, but what people didn't know during that time was that when Cozy passed away, it was at the hands of her children's father, and it was a domestic incident, and that was something that I was currently going through myself, and I feared for my life every day. And this was 4 years ago, you know. So that was my fuel, was that I had just watched a little girl that I watched grow up die over the news, and it was grotesque. And, you know, her kids are alive and there with his family now, and I didn't want that to be me. And that lit this fire inside of me that I can say nobody's ever going to be able to blow it out. I can't sit and watch anymore as even men. I mean, the amount of violence that people go through just in a relationship alone, mm-hmm. you know, like the bad behaviors that we think are normal, and they're not, you know, the manipulation and...
Yeah, it's not always physical.
No,
it's lots mental.
Oh, it's so much mental, you mm-hmm. know, and that's the stigma, is that if you aren't getting beat, that you're not supposed to cry or speak or talk about it and or whine, right? And I think I speak for a lot of people. It's like, we're done, you know, mm-hmm. and my kids, they know better. They're a different breed, you know, and I'm a different breed now. And it was that constant, it took a lot of violence, you know, it mm-hmm. took a lot of violence, but the outcome
becomes normal.
Is so beautiful.
Like
it
even
does.
You become, because people I know always, even, you know, TV is not reality, but
yeah.
you always see that where people are yelling at you, like, why didn't you get out? Why didn't you do this?
Yeah.
You didn't live it. You don't know.
No.
It's not easy.
There was no financial support for me.
When you were a child.
Yeah.
When it all started.
Yeah.
So, and like you were saying about children having, you know, like, oh, my mom is dumb. She doesn't know anything. She grew up in, you know, back in the olden days in the 80s when you don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, but having that third or fourth adult, those trusted people.
Yeah.
Like going to camp, you know, sleepaway camp or Girl Scout camp or school camp, whatever. You fall in love with your counselors because they're a bigger, older than you.
Yes.
And you trust them. And that's kind of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Be like, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but
no.
watch out for these things.
You have
because
to be
there
careful.
Are bad people.
Yeah.
And children, by nature, just don't get it. They
mm-hmm.
can't. How can they? They've
yeah.
never experienced it until they do. And we want to stop that before it happens.
100%.
Because we don't need anybody to go through that. And I am so glad that you are sitting here with me today.
Thank you.
And that, you know, obviously it's terrible that all those things happen to you.
It's okay.
If there has to be a silver lining,
yeah, this
you're
going
to stop it from doing so to somebody else.
Yeah, this is
because not
really
everybody's
good.
As strong as you.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact.
Yeah.
So that's it's fantastic work you're doing.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we're going to talk more to you about stuff like this too. But in our area here, I mean, it's Wausau. We think, you know, it's Wausau. What could happen here?
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty chill for the most part, but things do happen.
Yes, they do.
And again, this is not meant to scare the heck out of everybody, but a little bit.
Yeah.
I want people to be a little bit scared because I know myself and my daughter teases me in general, not necessarily about this topic, but I am very unobservant. I'm very in my little bubble and I'm doing my thing. And, you know, we be somewhere and she'll say, oh, did you see that, you know, jacket, dress, whatever the thing is. And I was like, no. She's like, Mom, it was right here. So this concept is very important to me because I need to pay attention.
The identifying.
I have put myself in stupid situations that I'm like, oh, man, that could have went south.
Yeah.
Really easy without even anything. You know, you just get that vibe or the gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, yeah. Don't do that.
You know, I think the important thing about human trafficking is to note, especially in small communities like ours, and it's been said by some of the kids that have participated in my program now, and even adults, like their jaws hit the floor and they really had that, oh my goodness moment, like they're right. It's not, in these small communities, it's not necessarily somebody that's a stranger.
Right.
A lot of this happens and starts with people that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most chilling part about it is that it's not necessarily that somebody's going to come, like the big white van's going to come and load it full of kids and drive out of town. No, it's going to be somebody in the community most likely that has been watching for a while, if not a family friend or a sibling, you know. And I think that is the most real as it gets, you know, about the topic is that especially people like us, you know, we live in a very rural surroundings and it's not just strangers, you know, it's people that you know. And it was crazy because my mentee, you know, she's 17 and she said it best. And I was rolling over like identifying victims and the adults in the room were kind of putting in their insight and it was all like the stranger theory, you know, like someone's going to come, you know, mm-hmm. And yes, it's true. But she put her hand up and she said, can I say something? And I said, what would you like to say? And she started laughing and she said, it's people that you know.
Yeah.
That's the experience that this young woman goes through on a daily basis. And if she tells me all the time that if she did not have me as that trusted adult right now, her life would be going differently. And this young lady is homeless and she's a minor. Mm-hmm. And we have tried every avenue to get her stable and like the system has just failed her completely. But you know what? She has like huge hope and huge heart.
Seems like she has her head on her shoulders.
She
and
does.
She's trying.
She's a smart girl. She's a smart girl. She's going to be just fine. You know, even though life is tough and everything, the knowledge that she's gained just by working with me, and even though we don't get the outcome that we're trying for, like, she is very strong mentally. And I think that's something that's really important for anyone is yeah. that wellness, you know, like keeping your mind together so that you can make it through anything. Because if you have your mind together, even if your body's not really great, you're going to be okay,
sure.
You know? So yep. That holistic part of things, your spirit and your mind, you know, you just got to keep trying.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's all about, so.
And we around here, too, I mean, there's two sides. There's the kids who have, we'll even say just normal family. We won't even get in all the details of the
yep.
family. They're not homeless. They're part of a community. They have a structure.
Yep.
Maybe it's not great, but
right.
they have a structure. And then you have the other ones, like your girl here, that doesn't. And there's lots of kids that are, I don't even want to think about the numbers, but there's the numbers that are a lot that do not have anybody.
Yeah.
Their family is terrible or deceased or whatever the reason that they are alone.
Yeah.
And one of the things I did with my daughter when she was growing up was we were the fun house that everybody came to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? Then you know where all the kids are.
Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. Yes.
And they loved it because they knew
yes.
they could get away with a little bit of stuff. I mean, we weren't drinking in the backyard and doing bonfires. There was
yeah.
not that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was good, clean fun.
Yeah.
They were all there. They were in town. It was, you know, everybody was there.
Yeah.
That was the party house.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yes.
And that's how we always kind of did.
Positive party
because
house.
And you know your kids' friends, right?
Yes.
Like, that is very important because of that someone you know, the kids know so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. Look at all the classmates.
I know.
Hundreds of kids going to school together. Somebody's cousin, friend, brother, whatever. is watching these children.
Yeah.
So if you can't be the party house, find one that is. You know, make sure you've got the right structure. Maybe make a little circuit, right? Like, get together, parents. Because we are the ones. We are the adults. We know this stuff. Kids don't get it. They don't believe it. They don't think it's going to happen. Whatever. Yeah. Be smart about it. Make that happen.
I agree.
And what do we do for the kids that are in the system, out of the system, lost in the world? How do we get them into this mix? Like, what can we do to get them?
You know what's insane is I have a solution, and I actually have visited a few different funding opportunities. My work that I do with this young woman, I call it the Magdalene Project, Midwest Magdalene Project. And my suggestion is having neighborhood homes that essentially are not daycare, okay? Like, if your kid's being bad, you have to come and get your kid. Like, you can't just drop your kid off at my front door and walk away. Sure. But having community residences that serve as...
It's like a little safe house.
Yeah, a safe house. And that is something that I'm currently working on that we need funding for. The only thing is that I have to work right now, and if I could choose anything in my life to do other than make the money the way that I do, I would just provide all day care in a rec environment, you know, like where we're going over to Lincoln to play soccer, or going to Marathon Park to the splash pad, or we're going to the pool one day or something like that. And my house already serves as that structure now. I just wish that I could keep the kids more because I still have to work right now and they want to stay. They don't even want to go home, you know, and their parents come over and they're laughing because they're like, okay, it's time to go home now. And the kids are like, nope, I live here now, you know. So I love that I can provide that kind of an environment for children. And I think some neighborhood families have the ability to do that more than what we do. I think opening back up to that community after COVID, especially, like, people stopped hanging out together in person, you know. Yep. And I think that the more houses like this we see pop up around Wausau where it's like labeled that way, you know, and that's the structure that it is, it will really help the community.
Yeah. Yes. And there's so many, I've always thought of this too in the town. We have so many abandoned, vacated buildings that are like decent structures. Now, I'm not going to minimize it. I know they need money to get revamped and, you know, fixed, whatever, so that they are habitable.
Yeah.
But how amazing would that be? Anybody out here listening to this right now that's got a pocket full of cash burning a hole and wants to know what to do with it, you need to get a hold of Taylor here so we can build this place.
Yeah.
Because how amazing, I mean, every community. I don't care who you are, where you are. If you have a 500 population or 50,000 or 500,000, there should be places for our kids.
Yeah.
And around here, we used to have a lot of areas and things to go do and whatever. And they shrink up, you know, interest wanes, places close, whatever. But if there could be a space that's not a negative space, like you're not in a facility, you're not locked up, you can come and go.
Yeah.
You have responsibilities, like clean up after yourself, maybe do some service at said building.
Yeah.
You have pool tables and dartboards and whatever and computers, and you can just hang out in a safe space and not worry about anything for a little while.
Yeah.
Just growing up and becoming the best you.
Yeah, it could Let's be sustainable. Yeah, it really doesn't have to be so complicated. You know, I've seen a lot of things, projects, ideas that failed in the past, and you make it too big too fast, and then you've got this overhead, operating overhead. If you can, like, we just do these small, like I was telling you, in my house, we got these blow-ups, you know, and once I start letting the kids of my neighborhood come over, I probably need to increase my insurance on the house or something like that, you know, but just having as much to do physical activity that isn't based around screens or, you know, all those things, it's going to make it a sustainable factor, you know.
And maybe somebody that's listening to this right now, maybe they have a giant yard and I don't want a bunch of random kids in my house, but you know what? I have this cool yard and I don't care if they come hang out and go in the pool or whatever, you know, like something. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a specific thing.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be inside.
How is there some kind of a, I call it a network. Like how does this, like if someone wants to do this and say like, hey, I could have a safe space.
I think a good start is if you're looking for, and I actually, you know, who helped me make this plan was Jim Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, it's going to succeed. You know, whoever uses this plan, Jim was a brilliant guy, and whoever uses this plan, I'm willing to duplicate it to meet any residents, you know, and their needs. And yeah, it's a start, you know. Sure. Is if you want the plan, just call me and I'll give it to you. And then I would head right over to the Community Foundation and start talking to those guys, because many of us in the community agree that these residences that serve as literally a safe house for the neighborhood kids, it's very much needed and important.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that's a good start, is the Community Foundation. And if you want that plan that I've got, it's so simple.
Sure.
It's so simple. There's no way that it won't be sustainable and work, you know? So very
cool. And you can just start right now with your kids and your kids' friends.
Yeah.
Like, just make your house, just start making it friendly.
And it has value right there.
Yeah.
That's all you need, you know?
That's the way we start it.
Yeah.
If everybody has little chunks, you don't have to be... I'll say sanctioned, or, you know, like part of the circuit.
We don't have to save
yeah.
the world, right?
Right.
We
start
can save our little backyard neighborhoods.
Right.
Yeah.
Start small in your own little area and
make what you have good.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I think this is a really good place to wrap us for today.
Sure.
So tell everybody again, Taylor, one more time, who you are, where you are, how to get a hold of you.
Yeah. So my name is Taylor Owens, CEO, Taylor Your Own LLC. You can find me on LinkedIn, Taylor Owens, Taylor Your Own LLC. And also, my website will be up real soon. It is Taylor Your Own as well. And yeah, you can find me there. I've got that Safe Restart Wisconsin program ready to book. I am a for-profit business, I'll say that. I'm not a nonprofit business. But some of these people, they need sponsorship to be able to hear the message. So I recommend sponsorship, sponsoring these little areas that need to hear the message. And yeah.
Sure. And as soon as your website is up, we will have it linked to this podcast. In the meantime, anybody listening, if it's not up there, contact us directly at wavlfm.com, and we can get the message to her in the meantime. Otherwise, we will put up that link as soon as we get it.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Taylor. I know this is a very important topic, and it's very cool that we met, and I can't wait to see what you do in the future, and
yeah.
I know we'll have you back again for another topic in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.